Let's see. Let's see, that would make his daughter your...
No, his son is my son-in-law.
Okay.
And my daughter is his daughter-in-law.
I see.
Old man Eddie. You get it?
I understand. Well, your full name is...
My full name is Eugene...
And... How did your parents come to settle on... How did your folks come to settle on this island?
Well, now, they migrated here before there was hardly any settlers over here. The settlers ahead of them was the... Old man Jake... and Edmund... Then came in my daddy. And he homesteaded a whole mile long here. See, cut in quarter of a mile. Because my oldest brother bought the first quarter at the west. Then I bought the next quarter. And my brother Desiree bought the third quarter. Then my oldest sister, who was married to a man by the name of Lewis Roberts, had the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. Your father was a farmer.
He was what, a farmer? Well, I would say yes. And he raised a few cattle. But they farmed cotton as far back as I can remember. Then he opened up the first cotton gin that was ever opened on the island. And it was run by steam. Had no electricity, no such thing as electricity.
I understand y'all. Do y'all still raise cotton here?
No, there's no more cotton raised here. Now, I've raised, since that, I've raised rice. And I raised cotton when I was first married. That's when we begin to improve our marshland on each side. I leave it in, try to make cotton out of it, and I'd make a success one year, and then I'd lose two. So I didn't make very much. But I finally started into the rice business. Oh, it's been, what, Donald, about 20 years ago?
The year before Hurricane Aldrin, 55.
Yeah, that's when I started into the rice business.
Mr. Do you speak French?
Un petit peu, et toi? You speak French?
Just un petit peu, just a little bit.
Well, we were raised. Our mother didn't talk, she could talk English, yeah, but she never talked English to us. Always French. And after my father died, we only had two children when he died. Well, then as it got big enough, they would stay with my mother at night after they got about 5, 6 years old. And as they'd grow up, she'd take the second one. And she wouldn't talk English to them. So they practically all know how to talk French. That way, excepting the last one. He didn't learn French until he, after he got married, because he married a French girl. She was, but her daddy couldn't speak English. Like close to Kaplan. And my daddy was the first man ever to open a store out here. He run a boat from the east end of Pecan Island through what we call Old Freshwater Bayou and go to Morgan City. I was christened in Morgan City. I was a year old when I was baptized there.